Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's your girl, Ms. J, and you have locked yourself into one of the best morning shows in the world. Yes, I said it because it's true, and you know it too. We are streaming worldwide right now. Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcasts, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbeam, Himalaya Radio, wherever you want to get your podcast, download the app and make sure to follow Pumps Radio. There you'll find me, your girl, Miss J. It's Miss J in the morning, starting to show off right with a throwback. Throwback, throwback, throwback. It is Thursday with Marvin Gaye. What's going on? What is going on in our nation, in our world? This entire month of June, we are continuing the series with justice, with liberty, sorry, just us for all, with liberty, just us for all, freedom for Black voices right here on Ms. J in the Morning, discussing Black issues, Black challenges, Black accomplishments, everything, Black solutions right here, Ms. J in the Morning, offering my platform to support the voices of Black people in America, Black people around the world. Now, for those of you who are non-Black and still support the show, thank you, because it's an opportunity for you to support who needs to be supported in this time. It's also an opportunity for you to learn, opportunity for you to advocate, opportunity for you to connect, opportunity for you to enlighten. It's an opportunity for all of us to come together. If you're new to the show, welcome, and thank you for supporting. Those of you who are faithful listeners, faithful followers for nearly a decade, good morning again. I am so thankful each and every time I get an opportunity to connect with you. So this show is unlike any other. Same awesomeness, same high energy, same higher vibrations, same first sip that we're going to participate in just a little bit. Some great grooves. We're going to mix it up a bit. Today, I want to keep you guys focused on higher vibes, greater thinking, greater feeling, greater listening, waking up with some good energy. We're also going to do the Ms. J area code check-in in just a little bit. Of course, today, there are more things in the news, but I want to continue to make positive announcements, things that are going great. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to deny the realities of what's going on right now, but I want to make sure that you all of my listeners, all of my family, all of my dreamers, all of my peeps understand, understand, and overstand that that is not the end-all, be-all. To know that the realities that you see, the realities that are present, the realities and challenges that you are facing is not a roadblock, is not a stop sign, is not a red light. It may be a yellow light, but for most of us, it's a green light. You might have to take some caution as you move forward. You might have to adjust, you know, your strategy. You might have to shift a little bit with what's going on in life. But it doesn't mean that your life has ended. It doesn't mean that you need to stop. It doesn't mean that it is over for you. For those of you class of 2020, I understand how challenging it is to not be able to participate in a traditional graduation ceremony. But I had this conversation with a few colleagues on yesterday to say, do you know how many more opportunities are presented now? Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not hard. I'm not saying it doesn't feel good. I'm not saying that it doesn't feel right. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying let's focus our energy on the possibilities. Let's focus our energies on the positive and understand and overstand that all you have to do is say, I'm class of 2020. There are more scholarships available, more celebrities in support of, more opportunities being given. There are more job opportunities being given. There are certain colleges, depending on your trade, depending on your area or desired field of study, that are opening the doors for you with less scrutiny, less interviews, less red tape, because they want to compensate for the hardships of being class of 2020. Therefore, everything that has come against you has actually set you up and prepared you to be great. And that's what we're going to talk about today, not only in the Black community, but in all communities worldwide, taking a look at all the possibilities that come with some of our trials, all the possibilities that come with all of our tribulations, all of the possibilities that come with the hardships, all of the possibilities that come with the challenges, all of the great things that come out of our uncomfortable times, our hard times, the times that we're crying, the times that we're staying up late at night, the times where we're stressing, the times where we're strained, all of the great things that's coming up after that. through that, with that, and for you. Again, it's Miss J in the Morning. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you want to make sure to continue to stay in contact, please do so by connecting to my Linktree. Linktree is the only link you need to get with me, __Empress J. I serve you as the dream doula. Dream doula from conception to birth, I deliver not only the life that you desire, the life that you dream of, but the life that you deserve. So those of you who are looking to change your life in any way, those of you who are curious about entrepreneurship, no matter where you are around the world, if you want to write a book, you want to start a community project, if you're looking to push yourself a little bit further in life, if you are looking for greater and you need some assistance, log on to thedreamdoula.co. The Dream, D-O-U-L-A, The Dream Doula, that's me.co. Not a typo. It's not .com. It's .co. Make sure you do so as well. So we're going to talk about some truth. What's happening in the Black community, things that we need to do in order to propel ourselves forward, in order to solidify what we're working for, in order to be self-sustainable, in order to prosper during this pandemic. We're also going to highlight some people who are doing some great things. I always want to give a shout out to those who are putting in the work, not just talking the talk, but those who are doing the work, not just the ones on the bullhorns that's marching, the ones that are out there talking to policy changers, you know, those who are out there talking to politicians who can change laws, who can make a difference, those who are putting their lives on the line, literally, not just joining the chant. So let's get to some music, and it's your girl, Miss J. We'll be right back after this.
Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14. 14 to a whole day. Lord knows it's a cold game. Push up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, fire, gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lokes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope gang? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? But you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change. Fucked up when the dope bags. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, I was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs. Trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Trying to
double up.
Yeah.
3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us.
Double up.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
Behind, if you let me, I run and got drowned just to. I grew up to be who I wanna be, so the more niggas talk, I'ma shine. Might have been way before it's time. Posted with my back against the wall. Life is a bitch, but she mine. The rag 6-2, she has mine. The west side 2, yeah, it's mine. What you know about? Your poster on the wall at the dealership. Leaving the bed, legs trembling. Getting banged on for your penalties. What you know about? Your response be the reason you exist. Lucky I ain't get caught up in the twist. Young nigga, blue pager on my hip, so as the champagne spill and the car accelerate and the feet gon' cry, I'll be going to the bank at least 3-4 times. Get handshakes from the branch managers. We keep doing fly shit when the cameras cut.
Double up, yeah. 3-4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time over us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Now you get another chance, small. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working. 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 Don't work it.
Can't you see I'm on the phone, bitch? Gone, don't be coming over here with that shit when I'm
working.
Call me Mr. Combs and I'm 9 inches strong. Niggas hating on me, but it's not
working.
When I was 19, I walked in the house and I told my mama she could stop
working.
When you niggas used to beatbox on the block, Big and D-Rock, they was getting that. Then I linked up with some niggas from my hood who was known for putting that. And if your record ain't had it, nah, then your song wasn't
working.
Ran into this young Joan telecom home, she asked for a check, I said, bitch, is you
working?
Now every time she call, I don't even pick up, I just hit her with the text line.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished.
Don't work.
I do this shit for B.I.G., so if you don't like me, fuck you in the building, you
work.
If you see us in the club with the rock by the tub, we ain't have fun, nigga, we
work.
In the DJ booth like an independent group, like, look, this the record, we
work.
Play this shit 100 times, if you don't, we gon' be in here every single night that you
work.
Shout out to my people with a job. I hope you don't fall asleep tomorrow when you
work.
I was macking on this shit, my partner tapped me on the back. I turned around like, nigga, can't you see me?
Work.
She a waitress or a stripper. If it's past midnight, then she tell you she
work.
And we hustle before we can play. So even on Memorial Day, my nigga,
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
feel my face. Will I live today? Way too many drugs for me to feel your love. Looking for some faith. I can't stand this place. I can't stand this place. We can't stand this place.
Stop!
Don't bother me when I'm working. Please don't bother her when she jerking. It goes down behind these curtains.
Gotta watch out cause these niggas lurking. Gotta watch the block we're making these purchases.
Gotta take a girl to find a new surgeon. Cause whoever designed that ass, it ain't working.
Yeah. Over 100 shot of vodka still going up.
Yeah.
Need some blue dot in my cup.
Cause the shit ain't working.
Straight up.
No, the shit ain't working.
Straight up.
You are fucking with the Don. I'm talking Nero renowned. Did every single thing right like I traveled through time. I come to your city and town, but you cannot travel through mine. All I care about is mom and how to get it all the time. Ain't fuck with me when the car decline. Not when you call the car decline. Tell a bitch don't fall in love, fall in line. 25 to life, yeah, I'm going in for real. See, I'm in the field like center field. Everybody wanna be the realest nigga. Boy, it ain't no nigga real as Emmett Till. Nice, I would pray for real. I said my grace before I hit a mill. Ain't nobody in my business except the ones who do the business deals. Running shit, even when I'm sitting still. Yeah, bitch, I'm still work. You got it right, I'm still
working.
I call up my girl, I can't lie, baby, this shit not
working.
You went to sleep and woke up and I'm still in the office. A nigga been
working.
You been working forever, yo ass still in debt. I guess your work ain't
working.
Working Diddy in the Fam featuring Travis Scott and Big Sean. Right before that, Double Up by Nipsey Hussle. A little explicit language in that last one, but it's all right. It's working right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who is tuning in on today's show. We are continuing the series with Liberty, Just Us for All, Freedom for Black Voices. This is a judgment-free zone. An area where you can get, or not just an area, but a show where you can get raw truth, raw exposure to raw truth, and where you can engage in not only the truth, but positive thinking, positive thoughts. On Ms. J in the Morning is where we OD on positivity, helping you get up, get your day started. Now, I'm here on the West Coast in America, and the weather is beautiful outside. Clear, crystal blue skies. I mean, it is a dream. I'm looking out my window. There's palm trees lightly blowing in the wind. It's quiet. You can hear the birds chirping. There's not a lot of traffic where I am, but no matter what the weather looks like where you are, what are you going to do today? What are you going to accomplish today? Ask yourself, what do I deserve today? Go ahead, answer it. What do you deserve today? I know there's some things that you didn't get done yet. I know there's some things that you still have yet to complete. And instead of focusing on the things that are yet to come, let's focus on the things that are to come. So let's participate right now in the first sip. Now, if you're new to the show, and you don't know what the first sip is, it's an opportunity for you to engage with me right here on the show. Now, don't worry, you don't have to say anything, really. The first sip is your opportunity to give yourself a pat on the back. We do it together every single show. If you're not new to the show, you know the best part of Ms. J waking up is what? Coffee in my cup. But I switched it on y'all again. You know, yesterday I had a little H2O today. I'm doing it again. Water in the morning. I told y'all, I took a day off. I did a little too much coffee, a little too many mimosas. And, you know, I need to take a break. Take a break. You know, you got to switch it up. You got to cleanse yourself. Now, although I drink water sometimes, you know, you need to continue the trend to flush your system, flush your skin, flush your body, refresh yourself, rehydrate. So today, I'm starting again with some H2O. Now, don't get me wrong. Later on today, I'm still going to have my coffee. Okay. But whether it's H2O, whether it's coffee, it's tea, it's juice, it's smoothie, I don't know. Maybe you having yourself a mimosa. I don't mind. Like I said, it's a judgment-free zone, but we are going to take our first sip together. We say cheers and salute to a new day. Cheers and salute to me, not to Ms. J. Well, yeah, to me, but to you. You, it's your opportunity to say cheers and salute to me for being great today, for waking up today, for taking on a new day, for taking my head from up under the covers and understanding that no matter what I'm facing, I am still here. I am still possible, powerful, and the possibilities are still mine for the taking. The opportunities are still mine. So raise your cups, raise your glasses, raise your bottles, raise whatever you have, and say cheers and salute to, into your name right there. Cheers and salute to Ms. J. Cheers and salute to Empress J. Cheers and salute to the Dream Doula. Cheers and salute to whomever you are. And let's take our first sip together. I told y'all, nice, cool gulp of water in the morning just gives you a little burst of wake up. No matter what's in your cup, good morning. And I'm glad that you have woken up with me. It's Ms. J in the morning. Now we have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up in just a little bit. Those of you who want to participate, call into the studio, 515-605-9320. Again, 515-605-9320. And there you can participate in the Ms. J area code check-in. When you call in, I write down your area code, and it's an opportunity for you to rep your city, for me to say thank you for calling in and listening. No matter where you are around the world, those of you who are not listening on your phone, you're listening on a device, you can go ahead and slide in my DMs. Go ahead, slide in my DMs and send me your area code and let me know. Hey, let me know where you're listening from. I love it, and I'm excited to connect with people around the world. Now, what's happening right now in America, people are still marching. People are still fighting. Changes are still being made in regards to not only police brutality, of course, that is the main highlight, against Black Americans, African Americans, Black people in America, people of melanated hues, Black and brown people around the world. It is not just about that. It's about the injustices, the prejudices, the laws, the systems that have been established to oppress a people. And people are still marching today. People are still rallying together, and it is showing. Yes, it is showing. It is showing. It is showing light at the end of the tunnel, hope at the end of the horror. It is befitting for us to continue to uplift those who are out there on the front line. Lives are still being lost. I mean, people are really angry about the changes that are being made. So, updates in the news. Mr. Rayshard Brooks was killed just a few days after George Floyd was laid to rest, an innocent man doing the right thing, fell asleep in the parking lot of Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia. Police officers were called. The manager said there's a suspicious man sleeping in the car. They questioned him. Body cam revealed the video. The video, of course, has gone viral. You can watch it for yourself. I always tell you, fact check, do your Googling. You know, don't just take someone's word for it, even mine. You know, check your own facts, you know. So, of course, it ended, and it's sad to say, of course, but it ended in gunfire and one way. Police officers shot Mr. Rayshard Brooks. He had just left his daughter's birthday. He wasn't just some crazy drunk. And so justice is being served. The Atlanta mayor, Ms. Keisha, fired the officer. And after firing the officer, the attorney general has brought up felony charges against the officer. I updated you guys the other day, but here's the thing. So in solidarity, they claim solidarity. The police officers of Atlanta are all calling out sick. Yeah, there are police officers in Atlanta in solidarity of what's going on, calling out sick, not showing up to work. They are not showing up. They are all calling out. They're not showing up because of what's going on. Therefore, The result is a ton of calls are not being made. Now, yesterday the reports were like 65 calls were not being handled. There were emergencies and people were calling the police. They couldn't dispatch because a lot of officers were calling out sick. They are predicting, and there are reports that more officers are calling out today. Now, I personally have no problem with that. If there are neighborhoods and people in place that understand how to handle their community effectively and properly. This opens up to a lot of people in the community that feel it's okay to shoot somebody. I mean, Mr. Aubrey going for a run and loses his life by people in the community that are racist and decided to kill him. There are people, people losing their lives. I mean, so many names. I can't even think of the names right now. Being hung in public parks. Yeah, no, I'm talking about in 2020, 2019. I'm not talking about way back in slavery days. But I did want to make sure that you guys are educated. I want to make sure that you guys are enlightened. So I even asked my son, I asked about Black history and said, does anyone know where the police started? Like, where were they founded? Where did they come from? Yeah, I'm waiting. I'll wait. Think about it. How did the police department, the police force start? The truth of the matter is police started as what was called the nigger catchers. So in Jim Crow South, slaves that were running away, they needed help. Slave masters needed help catching slaves. Then after the Emancipation Proclamation, slave owners were upset and saying that, hey, they're not going to sit here and make money now if they're not working for me. So there were laws thrown into place for only freed slaves to say, if you're a free slave and you're poor, you're going to jail. If you're a free slave and you're out after a certain hour, after curfew, you're going to jail. Who's going to take them to jail? They would rally groups of men, racists, of course, the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK. They would rally them together and say, hey, we're going to pay you. The sheriff's department would say, we're going to pay you to rally up and catch all of these niggers and put them in jail. If you have to kill them, kill them. But you're going to patrol and make sure they can't do it. It caught fire. They organized to sound, you know, to evolve with the times, to sound a little bit more professional. And now we have police force, police department in every city. Fact check, do your facts. You don't have to believe me. I'm not even going to try to convince you. So the police are doing what they started doing back then. Like, they're doing what they were founded to do. And when you're talking about energies, when you're talking about spiritual transfer, when you talk about things that are going on in our nation right now, and people saying, oh, well, that was way back in the day. It doesn't happen now. That was way back in the day. No, it is still happening today. And you have to understand the source. You have to understand what is meant, the meaning behind something, the spirit behind something being made, and why it's rearing its ugly head right now. And it's not really rearing its ugly head, in my opinion. I'm saying it never was hidden. What has happened is the evolution of technology. And people are able to record it and report it more. And because of that, we are seeing more. And because of that, people are traumatized. And because of that, people are fighting back. It's a new generation who's not going to stand down. It's a new generation of people of all colors who are coming together the first time in history. The first time in history, such an uprising with so many different type of races and cultures coming together on behalf of truth, on behalf of justice, on behalf of freedom, on behalf of what is right in life. But it's still time, with all that being said, for us as Black people, for us as a people, to put in the work. Just talking about it is not enough. It's great to start your day with Ms. J in the morning, listen to some great music, let's get some good truth. But it's also time for us to change our habits, to evolve ourselves, to come together and power up like they do in the cartoons to connect. You know, you had Captain Planet. When your four powers combine, I am Captain Planet. You know, so many other cartoon characters I can't even think of from back in the day. When they came together, they charged up and they were able to take on any challenge, any villain that came against them. And that's what's happening now, and that's what's continuing to happen, and that's what needs to continue to happen in order for us to move forward. I mean, elections are coming up in November. Votes do count. Not only do votes count, but it counts for you to show up in all areas, not just the presidential election, your local election, your school board, you know, your school district. Show up to your meetings. I mean, it's time for us to stop being lazy and do the things that are necessary to do in order to make our communities greater. Once we fight, once we push, once changes are being made, we have to sustain. It's not time to stop. It's time to move forward. The rallies, the marches, all of those things were what's knocking down the doors. Now the doors are open and we're in there. It's time for people to come together, those lawyers to come together, those trades to come together, those business owners to come together, those community leaders to come together, those caretakers, those nannies, those mothers, those fathers, even the children, to come together to make our communities greater. It is time now to push even harder, just in a different way. We can't stop at marching. Past generations did the marching. Past generations did the sit-ins. Past generations did the rallies. Now it's time for us to take it further. Even greater works is what we're doing. So we're going to get back to some music. I know we're going to break it up a little bit. Y'all know I got to give y'all a history lesson, give you some truth, and also give you some good music. So today, I'm going to get you fired up. That's what I'm doing. So we're going to fire up with Stace right here on Miss J in the Morning. The Miss J in the Morning area code check-in is coming up right after this.
Why is anything legal? Yeah. Cause everything I want's expensive and probably illegal. My flow is noticed quicker than the butt smell that precedes you. If the branch of government got the powers to reach you, then these leaves from the roots got the power to teach you. They say love of money's really the root of all evil. Well, I love money and weed, so all my green is peaceful. They say legalize weed and fall back from the system. They trying to separate us, fam, ain't no facts in religion. Privatize, monetize, keep the blacks in the prison. Give you pills for everything but your actual symptoms. White cop used a gun cause he felt he in danger. Black man tried to run, we becoming in danger. The Muslim ban is dumb as fuck, so assalamu alaikum. Puto Trump gon' build a wall and hire Mexican painters. We say legalize weed and tell Trump that he fired. He ain't been here for a year and already I'm tired. No presidential resume, how the fuck he get hired? But I need 3 degrees just to balance some tires. You independent, Democrat, or Republican pimpin'? How does a big fucking plane go publicly missing? I know you think I'm paranoid, I'm uncomfortably different. So consider this a clue if I'm suddenly missing. I thought the eagle stood for freedom, right now it's a vulture. See, the government's in place to establish the order, but they done took it way too far, they just trying to control it. Pledge allegiance to a flag and act like it's kosher. Wedge Jesus in some facts, now you got you a soldier. Look, put this tax on everything just to hire the quota. I put this wax on everything, grab a lighter and toke up. I say legalize weed, that's my final conclusion. The American dream is a massive illusion. Your dream is all that matters to clear the confusion. And to add to that, there's only one race and it's human. No. Believe what you believe, hope your passion is true. I'm rolling up some good vibes and we dabbing it too. Peace to Happy Tokes tribe in Madison too. Yo, let's light another blunt, we got passing to do. 420.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Wakey, wakey! It's breakfast time.
Morning is upon us.
It's Miss J in the Morning. In the morning. In the morning.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Good morning, everyone. It's your girl, Ms. J, and you have tuned in to one of the best morning shows in the world. Ms. J in the Morning is live worldwide on all podcast platforms. Just go ahead. I know I have to list it all the time, but I want to give a shout out to everybody on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbeam Radio, Himalaya Radio. No matter where you're listening, you can catch me Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. I want to give a shout out to our sponsoring organization, Pump for Women Inc., Pumps for Women, P-U-M-P-S, Purpose, Uplifting, Mentoring, Positivity, and Sisterhood. Yes, every woman deserves her pumps, and every man deserves to support each and every woman in her pumps. You guys want to find out more information about pumps, how you can volunteer, how you can donate. Pumps is a nonprofit organization, 501c exempt, which means all of your donations are eligible for a tax deduction. So log on to pumpsforwomen.org, P-U-M-P-S-F-O-R-Women.org to find out more information. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Pumps for Women, Inc. Make sure P-U-M-P-S-F-O-R-Women.org. There you can get more information. You can also support us by following our station. Information on our website is there as well. Thank you so much for all of your support. It is now time for the Ms. J Area Code Check-In. Those of you who are listening right now, calling into the studio, I'll write down your area code and try to put it together in some sort of rap. Now, I say it all the time. I never get it right. I always mess it up, but it's fun, gives you a great opportunity to laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. Laughter is good for the body. Laugh is good for everything that we have going on, and sometimes you need to take a moment to laugh. So let's do it. It's the Miss J Area Code Check-In. Here we go, here we go, here we go, yo. Hey, hey. Okay, everybody. I'm going to try to get it right. 323-209. 916-510-404-602-559-843-818-702-773-925-310. I already said that right. 925, I see you alive.
Everybody in the 808, ha, ah, 216-702-414-317-214 and a 281-334-205, I see y'all,
participating. Thank you for sliding my DMs. Thank you. We are at the end of the show. I know time flies when you're having fun. I want you guys to stay tuned. We have more guests coming on the show to continue our series with Liberty, Just Us for All, Freedom for Black Voices. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty. We even have a roundtable coming up next week where multiple people will be participating at the same time. So I want all of you guys to tune in. I want to make sure that all of you guys are participating in part of the conversation. So don't think it's over, y'all. Now today's show is over. We got to move on. Move on for today. And today I challenge you to do something new. Today I challenge you to do something greater. Today I challenge you to think greater. Today I challenge you to live greater. Today I challenge you to believe greater so you can be greater, not just for you, but for those that you are attached to, for your children, your spouse, your family, your loved ones, your community. I challenge you to stand up for what is right. I challenge you to stand up for what is true. I challenge you to rebuke, refuse the monotony of whatever is not serving the greater parts of you, the greater parts of life. And if you focus on you, if you focus on the greater parts of you, then you can, then you will be an example for those who are around you so they can do the same. And if we all focus on ourselves being greater, if we all focus on our loved ones being greater, if we all focus on helping our community be greater, this world will truly, truly, truly be a better place. And that's all I'm doing, y'all. I'm not doing it for my health. I'm not doing it just because I want to do it. I'm doing it because it needs to be done. So we're going to get into our last song of the day. It's a throwback on Throwback Thursday. Yes, Michael Jackson, RIP to the King of Pop. I want y'all to keep going and don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. And I know you haven't gotten enough. Before today it is, and I will talk to you guys in the morning.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because